Well, hello everyone. Now, it's not going to be that surprising to many of you that the author of a book called The Populist Delusion doesn't really like populism. But things have changed over the years. When I wrote that book in 2022, it was really a kind of, you know, saying, well, you can support the things that populism wants, like wanting to reduce immigration as the banner example. But the democratic method, the democracy, liberal democracy, is not really going to get you the results you want due to the structural advantages that any oligarchy has. You know, iron law of oligarchy, elite theory, etc., etc. So the thesis of populist delusion was not that populists are delusional for wanting the things that they want, but rather that populism as a democrat, you know, as a democratic movement, you know, all you have to do is just red pill the normies and all the things you want is going to happen. All you need to do is show the government what you want through popular protest and, you know, what you want is going to happen. All you need to do is ratio Keir Starmer for the 8th millionth time, and sooner or later the powers that be are going to wake up. And, you know, you're going to get change in the direction you want. Trouble is that obviously none of that is true. That is populist illusion, buy it now, etc. But since I wrote that book, now it's 2025, 3 years later, I have become increasingly irritated by the populists themselves, which is a bit of a different thing, okay? I have actually soured on all of the populists. Trump, Farage, Maloney, Elon Musk, all of them, okay? And it is not just because of their preferences for certain countries in the Middle East, as some people will tell you. It's because they're fundamentally a distraction. They're fundamentally stopping the number one thing that everybody wants, okay? Picture a clown, okay? Picture a really annoying clown. This clown here, right? Here's a clown, okay? For me, the trouble is, okay, the trouble is every single time it looks like we're getting closer to the actual goal of reducing immigration, whether it's legal or illegal, actually addressing those problems that brought almost all of us to the dance, immigration, the number one thing, okay? One of these people sticks a clown in your face, okay? Oh, I wanted to talk about immigration. Now we're talking about, where is it, transgender bathrooms. Oh, now, I want to talk about immigration, but now we're talking about, I don't know, the legal troubles of this populist or that populist, okay? Look at this thing over here. I wanted to talk about immigration, but now we're, I don't know, dealing with some dramatic fallout between Nigel Farage and Rupert Lowe. I wanted to talk about immigration, but instead, look at this crazy thing over here. I wanted to talk about immigration, but oh, here we are. Let's have another culture war, you know, debate about whether a man really has a penis, etc., etc., etc. And it's all this nonsense that the system puts in your way. Okay, now if you don't believe me, keep in mind all the time, you came to this because you wanted to reduce immigration, but instead what you've got is this.
Grind your crotch against this gentleman, sir.
Get this side out of the way. Come on.
How do we reconcile that with a growing hatred?
Let us out!
We're here at the Tesla Takedown Dance Party. These people really hate Elon so much. He's everything.
What about immigration?
They're not. Virile, straight, and effective. Democrats have been torching Tesla dealerships and taking pot shots at Teslas.
But wait, I wanted to reduce immigration. What is all this stuff about Elon Musk and Tesla? And what, now I'm in this because Elon Musk said a few base things once upon a time, and therefore I need to support him because he bought Twitter X. I now need to defend his business interest in Tesla. Is that it?
Is it okay to set fire to Tesla dealerships?
As long as it doesn't cause harm to any individuals, I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. I can't, you know, so really, really funny. You know, I want really what I wanted to do. I was concerned about demographic change. I wanted to talk about immigration, but instead we got this.
European Union won't take chicken from America. They won't take lobsters from America. They hate our beef because our beef is beautiful and theirs is weak.
Yeah, our beef is beautiful and their beef is weak. What about immigration? Like, I wanted to talk about immigration. Now I'm talking about chlorinated chicken and whether my beef is weak and your beef is beautiful. I mean, this is what I'm talking about every single time. A clown in your face. Look at the clown, everyone. Look at the clown.
Something slightly different for you. This.
Yeah.
Is a margatita.
Nice.
A camel udder.
Wow.
And a sheep udder with a cow's teat.
There's nothing.
Did you prepare this yourselves, guys?
No, personally.
We can't take all the credit. Mm.
Blooming tough.
Yeah, brilliant. I want to talk about immigration. Oh no, look at now. Now we have to watch Nigel Farage eat a bloody camel's udder. So anyway, in this video, I'm going to talk you through five of the tricks the populists use to basically to stick a clown in your face. A clown all the time in your face. Look at the clown, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Turning your politics, which is fundamentally you want to reduce immigration, into all of the shit that we just watched. But first of all, do buy a course at the academic agency. I'm not adjusting the prices, so we may be about to get chronic inflation everywhere. So that real terms price keeps on going down. But you can get it for an even lower price with promo code Mandy.
Country in which I have spent so much of my adult life and admire so much.
Promo code Mandy. 25% off all courses. Come on down. Academic agency. Every single course. 25% off. Promo code Mandy.
Country in which I have spent so much of my adult life and admire.
Now, why does it matter what I'm talking about? Why does it matter that, you know, all of these other issues keeps on getting mixed in and the clown, you know, every single time I want to talk about immigration, you get a clown in your face. Why does it matter that we get all these clowns? The longer it goes on, it's now, you know, Trump went up those golden escalators 10 years ago. Nigel Farage did Brexit, you know, pretty much 9 years ago now, okay? We're now a decade on. Demographics haven't, you know, they've got worse. Immigration has got worse in every single place. Okay. The problem after 10 years of slopulists, has basically exacerbated the issue. Nothing has got better whatsoever. So that's why it matters. But anyway, what are the tricks that populists use to manipulate their followers? Well, the first thing they do, okay, is that they say or they do outrageous and taboo-shattering things to get you to believe they are on your side and are quote-unquote not like other politicians, okay? Now, you, all of you watching this, you really like, you know, whether you may not like Farage, but you like Trump. You may not like, you know, you may be Italian. Oh, I don't like Wilders, but I like Maloney, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter which one of these people that you like. They all serve the same function, which is to distract you with an endless clown show as the situation gets worse and worse and never actually gets sorted out. Okay, but the first thing, it's like a trust exercise. They get you to trust them because they're quote unquote not like other politicians. Let me just give you a truth nuke, as people call it in 2025. They are like other politicians, all right? that every single one of them is exactly like every other politician you've ever known. Okay, they lie to get your vote, they take money from donors, and they become part of the system as per the iron law of oligarchy, and you end up with nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. Every single time. You're not going to get the solution you want from any of these clowns, I'm telling you. The solution being a problem to the demographic changes and immigration. The bottom line. None of this other transgender bathrooms, yada, yada, yada. I'm talking about the bottom line, okay? Number two, making the news cycle about them, their struggles, their feud, getting you invested in them as opposed to issues. Gave a speech last year called Tuning Out the Clown Show. I was talking as much about all of this as I was about, some of the influencers who were also put in your way to be dancing clowns rather than actually sorting out the issue. Now, Trump has had more feuds than anybody can remember, okay? But Farage has also got exactly the same playbook. You know, he wants you invested in his struggles. He's your hero in the pro wrestling, TV show. So you cheer him on, his victories or your victories and so on and so forth. But actually, all that's really happened is 5 years have passed. The situation's got worse. The country still deteriorates. The immigration problem hasn't been sorted out, okay? Whether it's in America, here, Italy, you name it, nothing has got better in any of these places since these clowns have been given the ball. Why? Well, if you ask me, it's because they're all basically part of a containment machine. They're a containment machine to get people to believe that democracy is doing something about the things they care about. But actually, it's not happening, is it? It's not happening. Third, strategic moments of pragmatism to get into power, which involve betraying their base 100% of the time, aka the iron law of oligarchy. It's interesting. Robert Michels, who wrote the book Political Parties, came up with this idea of the iron law of oligarchy as he watched the Social Democrat Party that he was part of, some left-wing German party, before World War One. They were an anti-war party, okay? And Michels was part of that party, motivated because they were anti-war. On the eve of World War One, they became rabidly pro-war. Now, we've watched Donald Trump run as an anti-war candidate and basically become a pro-war candidate, you know, bombing the Houthis, trying to get us into a war with Iran, trying to get America into a war with Iran. He said he was going to sort out the Russia situation. He didn't. Now he's saying he's pissed off with Putin and blah, 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 blah. Just, it's another Bush administration. Let's just face it, okay? Farage, in this country, a lot of people care about the growing Muslim population. Now Farage is saying he's caught in the Muslim vote, okay? Maloney, another classic case. Yeah, how Italy's far-right leader learned to stop worrying and love migration. Oh, brilliant. So you led us up the garden path then, didn't you, Georgia, or Nigel, or Donald, or whoever, whichever other clown they decide to stick in your face. Fourth, they turn on critics who point out their betrayals by using every smear tactic available to discredit and attack them. Now, we saw a particularly egregious example with Rupert Lowe recently, where this happened in quite a major way here. But we've actually seen it over a decade of Trump. We've seen so many of these. I particularly remember the nasty way in which he got rid of Steve Bannon, calling him Sloppy Steve, dumped like a dog by almost everyone, too bad. I don't actually know the story of how Bannon and Trump got back together, how they reconciled. I think it was due to the 2020 election fallout and some of the legal troubles and so on. So Trump was on hard times again, Bannon and him kind of kissed and made up. But the very nasty way in which MAGA will turn on heretics, or the nasty way in which Reform turned on people who were criticizing Dear Leader, okay? This is another thing, because now what you're into is not reducing immigration. What you're into is not about demographics. What you're into is not about protecting, quote unquote, Western civilization. What you're into fundamentally is Nigel Farage, or what you're into is Donald Trump. You see the difference? Now you're into a person as opposed to a thing. And then you start making excuses for them. You start kind of claiming they're playing 4D chess. I mean, I've been got round this merry-go-round enough times to get off it at this point, okay? Number five, mixing up the core agenda with culture war issues. And again, the transgender one is such a lovely freebie for the sloppulists. What you need to know about Donald Trump's attempt to ban transgender people from the military. Okay, now, the longer you're watching libs of TikTok and talking about that shit, the more you can ignore the headline behind it, which is that Trump is deporting people at a slower rate than Joe Biden last year in office. Okay, now, again, the MAGA defenders will come out and say, oh, yeah, but look, he stopped the border crossings. 20 million people came over that border during Joe Biden's run as the president, and they're still there. Right. So the rate of deportation needs to be astronomically high. I did calculations and worked out that even Keir Starmer is deporting people at three or four times the rate that Donald Trump is on a per capita basis. OK, even if you take the most extreme numbers available on both sides. So let's say that the official numbers are fake, which they almost doubt, you know, and say the real numbers are three or four times greater than the official stats say in Britain or in America, still the numbers are not in Trump's favor when it comes to Starmer versus Trump on deportations. I mean, it's staggering, really. On Maloney, you know, another classic example, she has just banned gender-neutral symbols in schools. Okay, yeah, great culture war win, yay. But if you have a look at the foreign population living in Italy, it hasn't gone down, right? She's been in office for a good while now, and that bottom line number has not gone down at all. She is concentrating on something called the Albania plan, which is basically stop the boats. It's basically the same as Keir Starmer, right? So what I'm saying is, what's the point of these populists if they end up just doing exactly the same sort of thing as the Starmer government would? What we actually need is something much more drastic than what any of these people are prepared to do or say. But they always present themselves. Remember how they get you on board in the first place? By shattering the taboo, by making you think they're more base than they are. But then they moderate their position, iron law of oligarchy, and they end up doing exactly the same thing that the regime would do, because they've become part of the regime. And that's it, basically, in a nutshell. So, I mean, for me, I'm fed up of the clown. Okay. I'm fed up of watching clowns all the time. I'm fed up of him. There he is. Look. Oh, look at this thing. Look at this crazy thing that's happened. Look at that crazy thing that happened. Meanwhile, everything gets worse all the time. So, yeah, I've had enough. I think people have to, you know, the number one lesson that's going to come out of Trump and everything that's happened is that populism is not going to be the way forward. It's not going to be. And the left at the moment, with their Gary economics and, you know, their anti-billionaire activism and so on, they're already post-woke. They're already left behind. You're fighting wars that were, you know, the woke was put away a while back. Okay. You're still on last year's battle, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. Right, because Radio Genoa is reheating a six-year-old clip of a man in a dress or something. Meanwhile, the left are getting into, hold on a second, life is pretty shit in these places. We can make this a rich versus poor issue again, you know, just classic leftism. Trump is already losing special elections left and right to the Democrats. There's probably going to be a shift back in the midterms. Because basically, what MAGA has become, they've dwindled into bog standard GOP on a whole range of issues. You can have a look at some of the people that Trump has been endorsing recently, that douchebag in Florida, for example, you know, who's basically an Israel firster. Don't give me 4D chess copes anymore. I've had enough. And what I'm saying is, if I'm saying it, hundreds, thousands, perhaps even millions of other people are also thinking this at the same time. Okay? It's obvious. And in this country, I mean, if I'm skeptical about Trump, Farage, forget about it. And basically, as long as you think the solution to all of these issues is you are welcome to vote this party in and they're going to sort out all our problems, that's not going to happen. You're just going to get a repeat of this again and again and again. In this country, this go-round has been happening since 1968. They didn't let people vote for Enoch Powell, obviously, but you know, there's been so many iterations, so many go-rounds of this by this point. One day there'll come a time where people are like, look, we are not taking this crap. Like, we're not going to accept these weak ersatz substitutes anymore until somebody starts getting serious. So anyway, that's today's video. Buy a course at the Academic Agency, promo code Mandy. And as far as I know, there's no tariffs on them. if you're looking to buy abroad. And I will see you later on for reviewing Adam Curtis. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.